Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
It's really fun, but I'm a little wary of taking people up right now.
What do you do up there?
I do aerobatic maneuvers.
Do you really? Can you flip it? Can you flip the plane?
And we're all just passengers tonight.
You can? Woo!
And I got some tattoos.
And we're all just traveling through our lives.
You are a bad boy.
Oh, you have no idea.
We will reach our destination. So just hang on for the ride. Say a prayer and close your eyes. It's just a little turbulence.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, our special guest, Tom Haynes. And we're adding another person to the crew. We got Matt Guthmiller with us right now. Now, Dennis, I'll let you do the intro because you've chatted with Matt several times over the last year or two, right?
Yeah, and the reason I brought Matt on is, you know, there's a lot of people are starting to have some discussions about their electronic flight bags, you know, in light of the shakeup over at 4Flight, and, you know, just there's options out there. And I've known of Matt for many years. He's actually got quite the resume in aviation, having circled the world twice now, once in a Bonanza and most recently in a TBM.
Wow.
But in addition to just doing that, he's also running 8Flight, which is a up-and-coming EFB app. And I thought I'd get him on the show to talk to us because I want to learn more about it because I just signed up for the free trial to take a look at it and, you know, see if that might suit my needs. And it turns out the timing is pretty good with him because he's trying to work on getting Avidyne support, and I'd happen to have that equipment in my airplane. So maybe we can help each other here a little bit,
too. Well, it may be. Maybe. Matt, welcome to Just Plane Radio. And has there been a recent opening in the industry that you're hoping to fill without getting too specific? What do you think?
There certainly has been, and thank you for having me. It's sure. It's good to be here. But we've certainly seen an uptick here in the last couple of weeks and that sort of thing. But, you know, really since the beginning, we've just tried to take this clean sheet approach to an EFB. You know, what would an EFB look like if you built it in, you know, 2025, 2026, and not say, you know, maybe like 2010 or something, you know, and evolved it. And so it's just this really fresh take on how do you put all of the information that you might need to go plan a flight all in one place where you can get it, you know, at sort of, you know, a glance and very quickly see everything on a map. Figure out, you know, what's weather going to be doing, what are FBOs going to be doing, when you're going to go fly, things like that, better real-time weather, and just put all of this together to make it, you know, that much easier to go really quickly and safely plan a flight.
Now, was this a brainchild of yourself when you were flying around the planet and you're a little bored and you're like, hey, I need more and I could do this? Or how did that come to be exactly?
Kind of. It was definitely something I was thinking about for a while. And I guess sort of where we're headed is something that I really started thinking about probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. And at the time, I was kind of thinking, you know, how could you maybe layer this on top of some other EFB and kind of add some things that'll make it easier to go plan a flight? And I guess along the way, this evolved into, well, let's just build the EFB too and start there and kind of have this better foundation to start from. And so really a couple of years ago, launched this as just sort of like a flight planning guide, if you will. Like we had this really good FBO data. Basically, we go out and we constantly ask FBOs for their fees. So you can figure out, you know, you fly into some big city, there's 4 or 5 airports and each of them have 3 FBOs to choose from. Instead of spending 2 hours calling all of them, now you can just look at a map and see, you know, which one actually is going to charge you $20 to stop there instead of $220. Mm-hmm. And those kinds of things. So we started with some data like that and going out and getting fuel prices. So they're up to date. You don't pick the perfect fuel stop and find out that nobody had updated the fuel price for 3 months.
Right.
Stuff like that. So we got all this really good FBO data. We added in airport restaurants because that's just as important when you're planning across country, you know, figuring out where you're going to stop that you can get food. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe this is just a personal problem for me, but a lot of airport restaurants close at like 2 p.m. And so like I'm, you know, rolling out of bed at noon thinking, where can I go fly today? And they're all closed. So the other thing that we added in the app was this little button to see, you know, what's open right now. Or you can go on this timeline, you know, out hourly 7 days and see, okay, I want to go fly somewhere at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Where is there an airport restaurant that's open? Or where is there an FBO that's going to be open when I get there? Those kinds of things. And you can see that, you know, in one glance instead of tapping on all of them to look at the hours. So we started with just this stuff like that that would make it easy to go plan something. And then we started adding in all these forecasts. So you could go out and again say, you know, Tuesday night at 8 p.m., what's the weather going to look like? See the forecast radar right on the map. And since then, you know, we've added cloud forecast, winds, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've got icing and turbulence that go out a couple days. It'll be 7 days soon, but we're not quite there yet. But those kinds of things. So now you can go see, what's the weather going to be doing? What's going to be open? Where can I go? How is this going to work with the weather too? If you're planning some longer cross country and you need a fuel stop, maybe the perfect fuel stop, you know, is going to be socked in at, you know, Tuesday afternoon or something. So it was just sort of solving all of those problems. And then it just kind of evolved from there to, well, let's not just make this another app that kind of consolidates a lot of things. Let's consolidate everything. And so, you know, we added IFR charts and, you know, full end-to-end flight planning and all of the things that you would expect. You know, it's kind of like I tell people we started with everything that no one else was doing. And then we added in all of the stuff that everybody else was doing too. So now you've just got this one app that puts all of this information right there and makes it really fast and easy to just go plan something.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, you know, going back to the FBOs and the restaurants, are they open, that kind of thing, and the time. What about reviews? You putting any of that in there? Like, I rate this $100 hamburger $150, you know, because it was that good, that kind of stuff. Or do you give the restrooms a letter grade?
So, comparing the
FBOs to Buc-ee's.
Exactly.
So we're adding some more things like that so that pilots kind of have the ability to add more direct feedback. Right now, like for restaurants, for example, we aggregate some ratings from across the internet, for example, and then we adjust it based on the walking time from the FBO to the restaurant. So if it's something that's, you know, right on the ramp, you know, and it's everybody's saying this is a, you know, 4 or 5 star restaurant, then it has 4 or 5 stars. If it's you know, right across the street from the airport and it's a 15-minute walk away, you know, now we duck that down, you know, maybe half a star or something. So you kind of have just this glanceable, you know, what is the best place I can stop right now, sort of thing. And then of course, you know, we've got things so you can open it you know, in Google Maps or Yelp or whatever and look at other people's reviews there if you've got internet and those sorts of things. But
Yeah, sounds good. What do you think, Dennis? Any thoughts?
No, I think it's a nice, refreshing take. And you can tell that, you know, it was designed for a different era because one of the things that they feature prominently is that we work with Starlink. And so, you know, we've talked about, you know, putting Starlink in general aviation and how it's becoming not an anomaly, but more of a default. And I think we're going to see that even more and more. I mean, even the Mooney, you can actually put a Starlink Mini right up on the dash. It's not exactly the best arrangement, but it works. But if you have a Skyhawk or with a big rear window, you can literally put the suction cup mounts in there and it's just completely invisible to you and really opens up a lot of good options when you're cross-country flight planning because now you can in real time see, oh, you know what? I need to divert over to here and they have the better hamburger. So I'm going to go to that location or this one's got better fuel prices because you can't update those things. That doesn't come across ADS-B.
One thing I will say is, you know, and this is something that kind of, it almost changed overnight because, you know, in like early 2024, when we were doing this, when we started this round the world trip in the TBM, I was all excited because we got this Iridium Go exact thing that you could put, you know, in Dash. And if you sat there for 15 minutes, you might be able to tell if you got a new email. And I was like, wow, this is incredible.
Right.
And then you fast forward like 2 months and now you just have, you know, home internet in your airplane all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, we built this so that it works perfectly offline. Everything that you see there, you know, all these restaurants, all these fuel prices, even all that stuff, you know, whatever you've seen in the app, or if you had the app open at any point, you know, before you took off, that's still there, even if you're offline. But now with Starlink, you get all this really good real-time weather. You know, we go out and basically we take each individual radar sweep at Nextrad sites and send that to the app in real time. So instead of this idea that Nextrad is like 10 or 15 minutes old, it's literally 30 seconds old. And that's where I really like it.
Well, the more you know, the better you're going to fly and the safer you'll be. Good stuff for sure. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.